Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Every Monday at this time, we bring you Brian Caranta, Secure Money Advisors. And we look forward to our conversations. I don't know if it's the juxtaposition of space and time that it's income tax deadline day. I'm sure that has people feeling a certain way when they're considering their financial futures. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. I know, you know, Sam reminded me it was the 15th today, and, you know, she was telling me she was doing her taxes last night. So it's a good day to talk about taxes.
Yeah. And yeah, I would imagine the impact of that for small businesses, for individuals, how you navigate that world has a major impact on your future.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Especially with small businesses. I mean, for small businesses, there's some big deductions that they'll miss. For example, one of them is Section 1202. This is a big, big benefit. It allows an exclusion of up to 100% of gains from federal income tax when selling qualified business stock. Listen to this, Larry. Up to $10 million. Dollars or 10 times the investment basis. So imagine this. Imagine you got a tech entrepreneur or any entrepreneur, okay, in any line of business who invested $200,000 in a small business. Let's say they do that in 2015. By 2021, the shares are valued at, let's say, $12 million. Upon selling the business, they could exclude $10 million of their gains from federal taxes under Section 1202, having met the required conditions like holding the stock for a minimum of 5 years and operating as a domestic C corporation. So if you are an entrepreneur, if you are a business owner, Section 1202 is something to talk to your tax accountant about, especially if you plan on selling your business.
There are probably people listening and hearing that right now. They're getting sick to their stomach because they didn't know about it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, hey, listen, there's a lot of small business owners out there that have these big liquidity events when they sell their businesses,
right,
and they get crushed on taxes,
right,
not knowing that there's lots of things that can be done.
By the way, you make an astounding point. I can't believe he brought this up today. It's so important. I have so many friends that are in their 60s and in my age group that have – this is bizarre to me, brother, because – they spend their lives creating this wonderful business. And I swear, I say to them, do you have a succession plan? No.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's unfathomable to me, man.
Correct. A lot of small business owners do not have a succession plan. And part of that is, how are you going to unwind that business?
That's right. That's right.
And sell it, right?
Without getting spanked.
That's correct. Without getting spanked.
Spanked is a good word.
Well, they don't. I don't get that, though. They don't have estate planning, they don't have tax planning, but they make a crap load of money. Why is
yes.
that? Why is that historically?
I think what it is, and I see it a lot with small business owners,
yes.
I think they're so busy
That's
operating
right.
the business.
That's right.
They're so involved in that business on a day-to-day basis. It's like the cobbler's kid having no shoes, right?
Nice, nice.
So,
I love him. I love you, man. You're the best. What a great way to put it. They're so busy they can't get around to it, right?
Yeah, which that should not be the excuse, because you absolutely have a succession plan. I mean, I just think about death alone. What happens if you die? What are you going to do with the business?
That's right. And the tax implications are astounding if you don't set up some sort of way to protect that tax when you sell the business or when you pass.
That's right. Liquidity events are a really big deal. And I'm going to talk to you. I want to talk about that on when it comes to even, you know, small business owners. Usually will own some type of rental property too.
Yep.
And so if you have a big liquidity event as a business owner, you know, we understand normal depreciation of property is over 27 and a half years. But I just had a business owner that sold their business for a significant amount of
right.
money, a little over $5 million.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's a big liquidity event
it
because
is.
That's all going to count as income. But they also owned property, What no one told them until they met us was that you can have something called a cost segregation study done on your rental properties, which basically allows you to accelerate your depreciation over 5, 7, and 15 years. So essentially the liquidity event that he had of $5 million when we had the cost segregation study done said that he had $3 million worth of depreciation that could be, that could offset that liquidity event of $5
million. Wow.
Now, and most people, small business owners, I said, do you own property? Have you done a cost segregation study? Do you know if you can accelerate a certain amount of depreciation? They say, I don't even know what a cost segregation study
is. See, I hear this all. This is amazing. I had lunch with a guy on Friday who owns a massive business. And I look, he looked at me with this blank stare about an estate plan and protecting his assets and protecting his taxes and having a succession plan. I need to hook you two up. So I'll send you an email.
Hey, okay.
We're
Sounds
with
good.
Brian Caranta. Before we lose you, also want to ask about, and this affects a lot of people when they have a primary residence sale. When you sell your house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yes, if you lived in your home for at least 2 of the last 5 years, and by the way, these 2 years don't need to be consecutive. Okay. You could live there for 6 months, move out, come back, right? So, this doesn't have to be 2 years consecutive. So, if you lived in your home for at least 2 of the last 5 years, you can exclude up to $250,000 if you're single, up to $500,000 if you're filing jointly. So let's put that in perspective. Let's say Linda and Jeff sold their home for $800,000 in 2022, and let's say they purchased it for $300,000 in 2010. They would be able to exclude the entire $500,000 gain from their capital gains tax, avoiding a significant tax bill.
Wow.
And most everybody can qualify for that if you're, you know, if you're a homeowner.
That's why you have to reach out to Brian Caranta, Secure Money Advisors, RightTrackPittsburgh.com. Get the book and get an update. This is timely, especially on income tax deadline day. But maybe real quick, I know the Roth IRAs and Roth 401k accounts are also top of mind for a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, listen, Roth IRAs, I want you to stop making contributions to traditional IRAs and Roth and to traditional 401ks. Make contributions to Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks, which your employers are now providing. So that offers you tax-free growth and tax-free income. This is how Peter Thiel, who was co-founder of PayPal, he was one of the very first investors in Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
He bought those stocks. He bought $2,000 worth of PayPal stock within his Roth IRA, and today he has a $5 billion Roth IRA. So if you're out there and you're taking risk with your money and buying individual stocks, the place to take risk is the Roth, because if you hit it big, no taxes on any of that growth or any of the money you pull out.
RightTrackPittsburgh.com. Brian Caranta, great stuff today. Enjoy tax income deadline day. I'm sure you had it at the end of January done, wrapped up.
Yeah, that's right. Happy taxes, everybody. All right. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
All right, Brian. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.